Good morning. You're listening to It's My Vinyl on UHFM, and we are going to go directly into cassette tape, and I think I'll spin it for you. It's jazz, so it segues well with the Benny Carter we're using between shows today. And it's a Dizzy track, a Dizzy Gillespie track. I'll tell you more about it after we play it for you, see what you think. It's My Vinyl, analog music, UHFM. That's a little shorter than I expected there. That's from an album called Musical Excerpts from a Look at the Sound of RCA Jazz. And it was a it's a single cassette that I have. It's the same 11 tracks on each side. So it's a promotional sampler. I'm going to guess it was an in-store sampler for something maybe called A Look at the Sound of RCA Jazz. Now, oddly, I don't think jazz when I think of RCA. Of course, I always think Elvis and think of Hall & Oates and any RCA pop artists. I don't really think of RCA in the jazz vein. When I think of jazz, I think of Sony, or rather Columbia now. Some of the classic jazz labels like Blue Note and Savoy, Baronet, things like that. RCA had a jazz department too, and some of the artists on this album include Roy Ayers, so this is fairly modern stuff, you know. Mulgrew Miller, Duke Ellington, Carmen McRae, Antonio Hart, Sonny Rollins on the album, John Pizzarelli, and I'm looking for a date. I don't see one. So anyway, it's a promotional sampler that would have popped up in a music store on the PA system or the stereo system, enticing you to buy some of this music. And that's a little taste of something different from cassette tape on It's My Vinyl here at UHFM. Let's go to turntable number 2, Scritti Politti.
Yeah. nobody's quite
music from Jeffrey Osborne, Don't Stop. Jeffrey Osborne, formerly of LTD and the youngest of 12, 12 kids, Providence, Rhode Island native. His brother, Billy was in LTD with him. His father is known as Clarence Legs Osborne. He was a popular trumpeter who played with Lionel Hampton, Count Basie, and Duke Ellington, and died when Osborne was 13 years old. Osborne started his career in 1970 with a band called Love Men Limited, who would later become known as LTD. The band recorded, you may remember the hits, Every Time I Turn Around, Back in Love Again, Concentrate on You, Love Ballad, and Holding On When Love Is Gone. So, at first he was a drummer, but then he became the lead vocalist. He left LTD in late 1980 to start a solo career, and that's one of the hits that he had. Don't Stop, there on A&M Records. Before that, Scritti Politti from a picture 45. This is one of these 45s they pressed on top of a kind of a picture thing. And it was Asylums in Jerusalem, which I believe is the A side by Scritti Politti. The B side, known as AA, is Jacques Derrida. A lot of French overtones today on today's show. But anyway, an old Scritti Politti. This is 1982, and it was a British import. It was not released in the States until much later on a compilation album of sorts. Now, let's go to something as obscure as it's going to get. This is a local band from Rochester, New York, by the name of Whale, but actually the A-side of their single was just given label credit to the lead singer, Bobby Murray. It's called Too Much Time on the Road. The thing that makes this single unique is the presence of strings arranged by Jeff Tyzik. Now, Jeff Tyzik is known in the jazz world as almost like a Doc Severinsen type of jazz artist, you know, upbeat, trumpet-based instrumental track. Sometimes he'll have a guest vocalist. Tyzik also may have played with Chuck Mangione a few times. This was at a time when Tyzik spelled his name T-K-A-Z-Y-I-K. Into his career, about two or three albums, the record label, I think he went to Capitol. Capitol had him change the name to something easier to say. I think it's T-Y-Z-I-K now. But when he was, I think he was with Mercury before. Anyway, before even all of that, he was an up-and-coming in the Rochester music scene up in Rochester, New York. And he arranged the strings on this track, Too Much Time on the Road by Bobby Murray.
And it took a long time to know, but I really didn't know her. Just today I got your letter, and I can see the message of it all. And it was too much time on the road, and this time it took. Game we're playing, it ain't got no rules. And they keep on saying I gotta pay my dues. And I blink my eyes and 10 years fly by. And sometimes you win. Sometimes you cry, and it was too much time on the road. Yeah.
It makes no difference if you're alone.
Music from the Good Rats, also known as just Good Rats. And they're a Long Island-based band who had popularity in the 70s. And that's from the album Tasty, which was their most popular album. Actually, was released on Warner Brothers. They later were dropped by Warners, but had a slew of albums in the 70s and 80s on Passport Records. And the band reformed and morphed a million times. Pepe Marcello, the lead singer, being the main bassist of the band, and actually playing out now with his sons, Pepe and Stefan Marcello, Pepe Marcello. And they play, you know, B.B. King's and places like that. They have, still have a fan base on Long Island. They came out of that circuit in Long Island of bands such as Twisted Sister, Zebra, and others. Long Island had a thriving club scene in the 70s and 80s. Thriving. They also had a fan base up in Rochester, New York, which is kind of interesting. And recorded a live album there called Rats, The Way You Like Them. I'm going to guess it had something to do with the House of Guitars up there in Rochester, which is the base of the Chesterfield Kings, so to speak, who are also from Rochester. Before that, a guy from Rochester named Bobby Murray and his track Too Much Time on the Road, with strings arranged by Rochester native Jeff Tysick. And what we'll do is we'll feature the entire Tasty album. I believe we're going to do that next week. I'm going to be here a week from today with It's My Vinyl in the same time slot. So what we'll do is feature the entire Tasty album. There are elements of jazz, pop, and rock on that album. And like the name says, it's very tasty indeed. Let's go to a few messages and we'll be back in a minute.
This year's New Haven Jazz Festival takes place on two successive Saturdays, August 14th and 21st, on the New Haven Green from 3 to 9 p.m. each day. The festival is free and will include an array of regional, national, and international music. Refreshments will be available at both of these family-friendly events. August 14th's performances will be headlined by saxophonist Bobby Watson. Performers will also include drummer Winard Harper's group, and an encore presentation of Noah Behrman's Know Thyself Suite featuring Wayne Escaffery on sax. Return to the New Haven Green on August 21st for the Rabbi Amin Latin Jazz Sextet, vocalist Claudia Acuna, the Joe Morris Quartet with Matthew Shipp, and others. The New Haven Jazz Festival is co-sponsored by the City's Office of Cultural Affairs, by Jazz Haven, and by Casey Family Services. For more details about the free festival, taking place on the New Haven Green, August 14th and 21st, visit jazzhaven.org or call 203-393-3002.
Join Real Artways for Creative Cocktail Hour on Thursday, July 15th from 6 to 10 p.m. It will be an extravaganza opening for artists Wade Aaron, Robin Mandel, and Lovett, and live music by Burnt Sugar. That's Thursday, July 15th from 6 to 10 p.m. at Creative Cocktail Hour. The group uses improvisation to explore the connective tissue binding jazz, rock, funk, 20th century composition, and African music. Real Art Ways is located at 56 Arbor Street in Hartford's Parkville neighborhood. For ticket information, please contact Real Art Ways at 860-232-1006 or go to realartways.org.
That sounds like Maurice Robertson, who's here with Accents in Modern Music every Wednesday from 9 until midnight on UHFM. Lots of interviews, jazz music for you, straight ahead, as well as some LA out there stuff. And always interesting and always right on money. Maurice Robertson here on UHFM every Wednesday, 9 until midnight.
Honey, I'm home. I've got a surprise for you.
Get that filthy, disgusting tire out of my living room. You're on my favorite rug.
Calm down. You're gonna love this.
What? Whoa. The goldfish bowl.
I won't run over them. Relax.
You roll that tire right back out of here.
Relax. It's all part of my master plan to save us money.
This is not going to be our coffee table. Don't even think about putting a piece of glass on top.
No, honey. This is a reminder to keep our tires properly inflated so we can save money on gas.
Can't we just tie a string around our fingers?
Sweetie, properly inflated tires could save us more money at the pump than a week's worth of gas.
You're getting tire tracks on my love seat.
Exactly. To remind us that we love saving gas with properly inflated tires.
What's wrong with a sticky note on the dashboard?
Discover smarter ways to save hundreds of dollars on gas and help the environment, too, at the Alliance to Save Energy's website, drivesmarterchallenge.org.
Hey, let's put the sticky note on the tire.
From The Lord of the Rings, here's actor Sean Astin with a reminder for 18-year-old men about the importance of Selective Service Registration.
When you register, you keep yourself eligible for important programs and benefits. If you're planning to attend college and need a student loan or grant, if you want to work for the U.S. government, or if you apply for some types of job training, you have to be registered with Selective Service. Visit www.sss.gov and click on Register Online Now.
Selective Service Registration. Do it today.
WWUHFM 91.3 Hartford, WWUH.org. It's My Vinyl until 5. The Bandwagon, 5 until 6. This is the Friday All Night Show with Sam Scazzari.
Right now, say, who prepped what when you were Yeah. luxury. When I get to heaven, I'm gonna trust everybody. I believe everything that everybody say. It'll be so good when I get there.
Well, that's just my vinyl for this week. We'll be back next week. I believe on deck for next week will be the entire Tasty album from Good Rats, the 1974 release on Warner Brothers Records, and a few other tracks as well. This is Power Drill. It's called Goon Squad. The artist credit, anyway. It's produced by Arthur Baker. And we're listening to one of the dub versions, the longer one. Before Goon Squad, we heard from Peter Gordon. Now, I was trying to get some information on Peter Gordon, but the computer keeps giving me Peter and Gordon. But we heard a couple of artists from the 1980s FM label, which was distributed by CBS, and Peter Gordon was one of them. He had an album called Innocent, and we heard the track Heaven. Before that, we heard Andreas Vollenweider. And he's a Swiss musician, also on at that time on FM records. He's known for world music, jazz, new age. Sometimes he's even considered a classical artist. He's collaborated with folks like Bobby McFerrin, Carly Simon, Luciano Pavarotti, and many others. He's had a solo album out in the 80s. And we heard the track Trilogy. It's kind of interesting. It was from an album called White Winds. The label credit says Trilogy at the White Magic Gardens, the White Winds. I mean, at the White Magic Gardens is parenthetical. I can't really grasp the way this is supposed to read, but it's all one track, and it's only 3 minutes and 24 seconds. Trilogy at the White Magic Gardens, the White Winds. From the album The White Winds. And that was a special 12-inch mix given to radio stations for Andreas Vollenweider, or Vollenweider, on FM Records, which is at the time was owned by CBS. It was their outlet for instrumental and ambient music. 4:58 on the East Coast. This is Hartford, Connecticut, WWUH. WWUH-FM 91.3 West Hartford, Connecticut, a community service of the University of Hartford. Streaming online with you at wwuh.org, where you can also listen live as well as look up things. Articles about the station, our playlist kept for 30 days. You can sign up for a program guide, an electronic version only, as well as many other features and ability to make pledge. There's a lot of other links, links to the websites that are associated with various programmers. So it's a good place to go, especially if you're listening to the next program called The Bandwagon, where we featured unsigned artists, where we feature unsigned artists. And the idea is there for you to get in touch with them, so the correct spelling of their websites, MySpace pages, and things like that are all there for 30 days after the show. So if you're driving around town delivering newspapers or whatever you do at this hour, maybe you're just getting up early to be somewhere, or you're, fortunately for us, you're passing through Hartford and you scanned on your FM tuner and you got us, and you heard something you like, then you can go to our website when you're not driving at www.uh.org and see exactly what you heard and follow through with getting a copy or hearing more. Anyway, that's the concept. And we simulcast portion of our broadcast day with WWEB 89.9 Wallingford, WDJW 89.7 Summers, WAPJ in Torrington at 89.9 and 105.1. And that's the story. Polka Madness is here at 6. I think they changed the name of that show to European Folk Music. But it's Johnny Pritko, you know. So that's coming up at 6. We have an hour to go on the Friday Night Light Show with The Bandwagon. So we're going to take about 60 seconds to change some CDs and things around. And we'll be back with The Bandwagon here on UHFM. Thanks. Thanks for being up with us today. We'll see you in a few minutes.